Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. We are here in the lobby of the Intercontinental Hotel where all the players going to the green room are going to be. I'm your host, Daniel Moglione. With me here quickly is Mr. Eric Berry, our number two overall player on our big board. Eric, how's it going today?
It's going very well.
How does that sound to you, number two player overall? You think that's a fair assessment of your skills?
I guess so. I mean, number two, I don't like selling for two, but I will take that. Try to shoot for number one somewhere, some different time, I guess.
Well, clearly you are number one safety. There's no doubt about that. Let me ask you, Eric, when did you get to New York, and how's it been so far?
I got here around 2 o'clock, and it's been, you know, quite an experience. I've been up here with my family, and we've just been having fun. So, it's been a great experience.
Is this your first trip to the big city?
No, this is actually my second one, but this one will probably be a little bit more special.
I think so, right? It'll be a little more memorable.
Right.
So what are you looking forward to most? Just getting for D-Day to come get here already?
But at the same time, this is probably the most time I'll be able to spend with my family in the past 3 years. So I got my brothers, my mom, and my dad up here. So we're just looking forward to having a good time. Yeah, I do want to get drafted, and that will be my dream, but it's making it more special being with my family at the same time. So that's cool.
Do you have any sense or any feeling where you might end up going?
No, I don't even really know. I mean, they told me not to try to make sure my mind is free or whatever team I've got in mind, because you never know who could trade up or what could happen. So I'm just hoping to get to the NFL, and that's going to happen tomorrow.
So you don't check out those mock drafts or anything then?
Yeah, I do sometimes, just for motivation. A lot of people had me kind of low. Some people had me high, but at the same time, it's fun to look at all the time, because everyone's entitled to their opinion. It's just cool seeing what everyone thinks. So just looking forward to getting to the NFL and playing football.
So what's low? I'm just curious. Where's the lowest you've seen yourself go?
The lowest I've seen was like 17.
17?
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was. I've seen like 17. So, I mean, it's all cool, but I'm just happy to be up here in New York and having the chance to, you know, accomplish my dream.
And how many teams have you met during this process? I believe you were with Tampa. You were at Tampa a couple weeks ago, meeting with the Bucs.
Yeah, I met with 5 teams, and yeah, I did meet with Tampa. It was a very great visit. Was down there with C.J. Spiller, who else was down there? Jerry McCoy, a lot of the guys. So we had a lot of fun while we were down there. So it was cool.
Is it cool to see these guys over and over again? You're making a lot of relationships and friendships?
Yeah, it is cool, especially when you got people of the same age that you can really relate to, because they're going through the same thing that you're going through. I mean, a lot of people back at home can't really, you know, grasp what I'm going through. So I can't talk to my friends about what's going on in my life, and they can't relate to me. But at the same time, we're still cool. But these guys know exactly what I'm feeling, know exactly what emotions I'm going through. So that's also cool to, you know, get feedback from them and see how they're handling it.
Overall, has it been a fun experience?
Always. I mean, like I said, this is my dream, so of course it's going to be fun.
But at the same time, it's something I always ask guys, as much as you liked it, you're happy you only have to go through this once, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, but at the end of the day, I'm just happy to be here. So it's a blessing.
You're living the dream, right?
Right. So you just take it for what it's worth and just keep it moving.
I had you on a couple years ago with College Football Insiders Radio. I'm sure you've probably done, you know, 1,500 interviews since then. But I asked you then if there was any chance that we're going to bust out the Wild Berry. Any chance we're going to see the Wild Berry at the next level?
I have no clue. You're going to have to ask the coaches about that. But all I just want to do is just go out there and try to perform. So if they want to put me back there, so be it. But until then, I just keep making plays on D.
You think you have those kind of skills, though?
I know I do. It's just a matter of if they want to do it or not.
I mean, you know, we like to see the ball in your hands. So if the if the other team isn't throwing your way, you know, the fans are being they're missing out on something.
Yeah, they are. That's why, I mean, it's pretty cool coming in as a rookie because you know that a lot of teams are going to have you on their game plan, you know, if you're starting. So I know a lot of people are going to try me next year, so I'm just making sure I'm prepared for whatever happens, and hopefully it'll be a lot of balls coming my way. I'm pretty sure of that because they always try to pick on rookies, so I'm just getting my mind right so I can get the ball in my hands and take it to the house.
And before we let you go, Eric, I just got one quick one about a couple of your teammates. Now, not yourself. You know, you've been a star from day one at Tennessee, but a couple of your teammates like Dan Williams, who's here, as well as Montario Hardesty and Jonathan Crompton, really took off this year after kind of, you know, up and down careers. What do you think was the difference for those guys?
I think Dan, a lot of people just overlook Dan. Dan has played consistent ball ever since I've been there. I think a lot of credit, even Gerard Mayo, him playing in front of Gerard Mayo, keeping blocks off of him. He played in a different system, and him coming into this system, I mean, he put a lot of quarterback pressure on the quarterback and got me interceptions. So Big Dan has been doing this for many years. I think that a lot of people are just now starting to notice it. Montario Hardesty had a few injuries early in his career, but now that he was healthy this whole season, I think a lot of people got to see what type of athlete he was and how he ran the ball and what he did. So Jonathan Crompton also bounced back from another a season previously from this one and came back very strong and balled out. So we're very proud of all those guys, and I think we're just trying to get Tennessee back where it needs to be.
All right, Eric, thanks a lot for giving us some time. I know this is a big week for you, and we definitely want to wish you luck on Thursday, but I got a feeling you don't need it and you're not going to be in that green room too long.
Thank you.
All right, man, thanks a lot. Much appreciated. Much appreciated.